Welcome back to the podcast. As many of you know by now, I am a daycare teacher, so it's no surprise that I love reading children's books, of course. So I have decided to do my research on Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So the story that you guys will be hearing at the end of this information podcast, which is for you guys to learn about, of course. No judgment for those who don't want to go ahead and actually really learn the story behind the Three Bears and Goldilocks, and to listen to my voice as I read a version of it. So, I found out that Goldilocks and Three Bears, one of the versions, there are many. So, some of you may know there are many versions, of course, of the Three Bears, but however, Robert Salvi version is of the fairy tale that was published in 1837. Okay, and so Salvi's version is about pretty much an adult version of this tale because the bears are actually known as the bachelors. So this is very interesting, and think about this while I actually go ahead and tell you a little bit more about this. So in this version, there's an old lady, quote unquote, that is not Goldilocks, but a person who is kicked out by her family. And she's pretty much seen as about a very bad mouth person and a tramp, and she is also seen as ugly and dirty and all these words that connect to this idea of who she is. Now, basically, if you really dig deep, she's a prostitute. So, in this tale, the quote unquote small bear, which would be the weeny teeny tiny bear, is basically the one where she focuses on just that bear, which remind you again, the bears are bachelors. And so she eats his food, she breaks his chair, and sleeps in his bed. At the end of the story, this bear, which remember is the bachelor, cries out, "Somebody has been lying in my bed, and here she is." Whoa, think about that. So, are children's book really what they're sought out to be? What is the first version versus nowadays the different versions, the many versions there is, of course, of Goldilocks and the Three Bears? So, the one that I have decided to read to you guys, and if you guys have children, I would love for you guys to actually be able to have them listen to the nicer version of this, of course. And it's been in the public domain, and it's from Den Slow, Three Bears. I hope you guys really enjoy this, and I hope it was informative. I love how much amazing feedback that I got from Alice in Wonderland, and how you guys didn't really know much about like the background history and the different theories behind it. So I figured this is something that you guys would love to learn about and really dig into. So I hope this was informative enough, and I hope you guys get to tune in to this story, Three Bears. A long time ago, in a cottage on the edge of the great forest, there dwelled a little girl by the name of Golden Hair. She was an orphan and lived with her grandma, who loved her dearly. The grandmother was very old, and so most of the housework was done by the Golden Hair. But she was so young and strong, she did not mind that one bit, for she had plenty of time to play and was merry the whole day long. Although little Golden Hair lived far from the other children, she was never lonesome, for she had many friends and playmates in the wild, wild creatures of the woods. The gentle soft eyed deers would feed from her hand, and the wild birds would come to her musical call, for she knew their language and loved them well. Golden Hair had never wandered far into the forest, but one day, in the early autumn, as she was gathering bright leaves and golden rods, she strayed further than she knew and came upon a lonely gray cabin under the mighty trees. A slab of wood beside the half-open door. Who lived? A red Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Tiny Bear. "So this is where the Jolly Bears live," said Golden Hair, as she knocked upon the door. "I want to meet them," she said. No answer came to her knocking, so she pushed the door wide open and walked in. It was the most disorderly house, but a bright fire burned on the hearths, over which hanged a big black kettle of boiling soup, while on the table nearby were three yellow bowls of different sizes. A big bear for Papa Bear, a medium-sized bowl for Mama Bear, and a little bowl for Tiny Bear, said Golden Hair. "That soup smells good." She went in, but my, what an untidy house. "I'll put the things back to their place while I wait for the bears to come home." So she went to the work and swept and just kept on going and putting things in order. Then she went into the bedroom and made up three beds. The big one for Papa Bear, the medium-sized one for Mama Bear, and the little one for Tiny Bear. She definitely busted up everything as neatly as she could. When she saw for a moment the bouncing of the three Jolly Bears, for a moment the bears stood speechless with wide eyes. They started to stare at the Golden Hare, who stood like a ray of sunshine in the dusty room. Then they burst into loud laughter and made her welcome to their home. When she and they and everyone saw how nice and clean it was, they thanked her and invited her to share their dinner. The soup was now ready, and they were all hungry. Golden Hair spent the rest of the day with the three Jolly Bears playing Hi Spy and many new games which the bear taught her. When the afternoon sun was sinking in the west, the little girl said she must be getting home, for her grandma would be anxious about her. The three bears would not let her go home. So they all set off together through the twilight woods in a merry company. The Golden Hare rode upon the board or the back of the Papa Bear, and while Mama Bear and Tiny Bear walked by their side. In this way, before the night had fallen, they came to clears of the woods and up to the home of the Golden Hare. To be sure that the grandmother was much of the surprise to see that she was in the shaggy company of her three new bear friends, with, of course, little Golden Hair. But when she saw how jolly they were all and how handy they were to go ahead and see her helping, they decided to get supper, for she was delighted to have them to stay and gave them a welcome as well. Papa Bear split the woods and brought it in and built the fire, and Mama Bear got to the tea kettle and filled it with water that they could carry to the well. Tiny Bear, and soon they were able to sit down for good supper, for hot biscuits and wild honey, and pumpkin pie with tea for the elders, and nice sweet milk for Golden Hair and Tiny Bear. The grandmother liked the three bears so well, and the bears were so delighted with the comfort of the home that they all decided to live together for the general good. Papa Bear would do the chores and stand ground over the house at night, and Mama Bear would do the housework under the direction of Golden Hair, while the Tiny Bear would wait upon grandmother and ran errands in the household. And so it came about that the three bears moved in with the three bulls and their three beds at the home of the Golden Hare and her grandma the very next day, and from all the accounts that they were happy ever after. At any rate, the fame of the Golden Hare and the three bears spread far and wide through all the countryside, so that on the holidays the troops of children came to play with the four jolly friends. The good natured bears were already anxious to please the children, and they would all get up and play games in the green wood trees in the summer, and merry sports upon the icy lakes and snowy hills in the winter, and they did the best to make life for all one glad round of joy. Just how long they lived thus, no one seemed to know, for it was a long, long time ago, and nothing is left but joyful memories of the happy, happy golden times. The end.